Hey guys, Justin Shank here, host of the top-ranked podcast, The Growth Now Movement. I currently rank in the top 15% in the world, and I want to help you do that as well. So I've created an online course and a mastermind that you can join for free for 30 days. All you have to do is go to launchfixgrow.com and sign up today. I'll see you there.
Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx speaker, business positioning strategist, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 70 countries, such as the United States, Sweden, Norway, all across Europe, all the way to Australia and New Zealand. So I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio, all about our transformation. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that has changed our lives and how we then use that to help transform others and elevate their lives as well. You can listen to us live right here on Blog Talk Radio Network at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Be sure to join our Facebook community, Life Transformation Radio Community. I ask that you subscribe, rate, and review the show wherever you're comfortable listening to podcasts, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Player FM, Radio Public, Overcast, CastBox, the Google Play Music app, and again, wherever you're comfortable listening to podcasts, I ask that you please subscribe to the show. On the show, I bring on entrepreneurs, speakers, business owners, coaches, podcasters, authors, amazing people who are impacting the world around them. And my guest today does just that. Questions for any of the guests that I bring on the show. This is a live show. If you're catching us Tuesday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time, you can call us up and ask our guest a question. Call us up at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. Without further ado, please help me welcome to the show my good friend, Wendy Cause. Hi, Wendy. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Sean. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so pumped to have you on the show. We tag each other and stuff. We talk about the same things. We're in the Facebook groups. I feel like I have a great friend online, and now I have a great friend on the show. So I'm like, it's like a natural fit.
I know, I've had you on my show twice because I just can't get enough of Sean. And I follow
right.
You just like you follow me, and
yep.
I'm just totally digging everything that you're doing out there. And I have to admit, when I see you do something really cool, I'm like, I'm going to do that too because that there is pretty awesome.
Heck yeah. I love it. And I love what
yeah.
you're doing too. I love, absolutely love what you're doing. And I'm like, she's killing it. It's like, okay, what do I got to do? I got to do something. Because she's killing it.
We're in the We're in the Total Mutual Admiration Society. And I can't agree
yeah.
more.
Yeah.
When I decided a couple of years ago to start launching all my stuff online instead of just local on a local basis,
right.
I endeavored, and it took me a long time to find a tribe of coaches that I could interact with, other
mm-hmm.
other coaches that were on my same moral, ethical value system. And it's taken me a year and a half, but I now have this amazing small tribe of coaches like yourself that are in my center that we are just helping and feeding each other and learning from each other, following and sharing. And my next thing is we all got to get together and party.
Yep.
Party. How's that?
Oh.
You're all the way over on the East Coast, so,
yeah.
that would be quite the trek, because most of them seem to be, on this side of the Mississippi. that I'm connecting
with. There's so many people that I know from like California and I got people in Las Vegas and all across Arizona and Utah and just like, and I was kind of like, well, who do I know in these states? Like, I don't know anybody from like Kansas, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know anybody from like Montana, you know, not a lot of coaching going on up there, you know, but,
well,
seems to be
I'm
the
from
same
Idaho,
place.
And that's exactly why I'm online. I decided that was the best way to get my message out to the most amount of people. Because local is awesome, and I love my local service. But I tell you, the internet's the way to go.
Yeah, but that's where people are. You know, like everybody is on the internet. I don't know, even my grandfather has a Facebook, and he's in the 80s. Like, he has a Facebook. You know, my cousin, he messages me. He's like, hey, grandson, how's it going? I'm like, hi, Papa. How's it going? You know, like.
Oh, my dad. My dad's 75, and he tries so hard, but he keeps crashing the damn thing. And not once does it occur to him to write down his passcode. So I think my dad's got 3 different Facebook pages out there until he finally says, oh, forget it. I'll just use my wife.
Right. So the other day I went through my Facebook and deleted like 30 people that were like deactivated accounts. And I noticed that there are some people that have dual Facebooks. And so I messaged them, I'm like, which one is which? You know, I don't know. And they're like, oh, well, I just, you know, I just created another one because I couldn't remember my login. You know, I was like, that's why it says forgot password.
Right?
Like, you just hit forgot password. Instead of making a new account, forgot. Like.
Well, I said the same thing to my dad, and his response was, I couldn't remember my email. So you got to understand, apparently retirees don't use email anymore. And
I guess not.
God knows what his email account must look like. I mean, John, J-O-N at hotmail.com. How hard could that be?
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because you emailed me all of your bio, your stuff, which we're going to get to here in a second.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a Hotmail email address. What is wrong with you? That's like AOL.
I know everybody started just recently. People started giving me crap for having a Hotmail. I like my Hotmail address. It's on everything. I get all of my stuff. And my business account is Wendy, W-E-N-D-I-E, at causesuccessmanagement.com.
Right.
It's so freaking long. So I've just reverted more often than not to my Hotmail. So I do have some news for you that I am in the process of working with a coach who is more of, in this case, a technology coach, because I am my own proclaimed tech-tard. And I don't know if that's politically correct, but that's what I am.
Good.
And she has promised to get me in on board with Gmail.
The G Suite, you have to. Nowadays, you just have to.
There's so much that I can use in Gmail and Google
100%.
That is so useful. You know, I'm growing my YouTube account, which is tied with Google and all of these other things. And I'm getting ready to hire I have a volunteer assistant, but I am getting – everybody cross their fingers. I am awaiting the answer on the biggest contract I've ever put out there, and I should know by Wednesday. When I book this contract, it's changing everything in my life for at least the next year. So the moment that comes through, I will be hiring on a heavier level. So I'm planning on hiring her anyway, but on a much deeper level, and she's going to help me, and she's a millennial. So she's going to bring me up to speed.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Well, you know, because
that's the plan.
Like, yeah, but that's their, like, that's how they were raised. Like, that's their, like, that's who they are.
I think they could type before they could talk.
Right. I mean, like you know, people from Michigan, like me, or like in Canada, Russia, you know, they're born with hockey skates. Like, they're sick of skate, like, they're just, right? Like, my 4-year-old right now masters the tablet, completely masters it.
Yeah.
It's just crazy to me.
They've got it going. They laugh at me the same way I used to laugh at my mom when she wanted to play records and I wanted to do cassette tape. Yes, I'm that old. And then when CDs and the disc players and all that came along, my mom pretty much shut down, and I was like the queen of tech. Well, somewhere along the line in the last 20 years, I'm Stone Age, and my kids just kind of laugh at me, and it's okay because they teach me a lot. And I want to say, because I know this is like a resilience interview where you're trying to share the stories with folks, if I can successfully translate my business online, if I can use any kind of technological tools, of which I do, I use Canva, I use Camtasia for video, you know, I'm getting into YouTube, I'm figuring out Facebook in the last year and a half, you know, I've been really diving in. If I can do it with a Hotmail or not, anybody can.
So let's talk about Camtasia right quick, and then we'll go to your bio. What exactly do you use Camtasia for those listening who are like, Camtasia? So talk about Camtasia, what it is, and how you use it.
Okay, shameless plug. I am an affiliate of that, so talk to me before you buy it if you're going to do this, guys.
Right.
Camtasia is the most amazing videography editor on the planet, in my opinion. It is very easy to use. It has a ton of free music and audio, video, accoutrements. It for all my interviews that I do, I do some fun videos, just kind of motivational music in the background, little short videos, whether they're videos I took or stuff I've curated off the internet. And I make little 5-minute, 4-minute motivational, fun-loving things. But mostly I use it for training. I do all my training videos for my program. I build it on PowerPoint, and then I edit it and download it and MP4 it and then add it to my Teachable program. It does integrate with PowerPoint, so it's seamless. Video, audio, recording, the whole shot, all in one fell swoop. It is just the most amazing video program, and we all know that video, audio, and video are it. Blogging is almost dead. Video and audio is where to go.
Yep.
So
I wouldn't say blogging is all. I mean, not as popular, but I don't think that. I think blogging is going to come back because I don't think people are using the RSS feed correctly.
I know
I honestly believe that the RSS feeds that are given for the blogs and for the podcasts are not being used correctly. And I think that when people figure out how to use the RSS feed correctly, that blogging is going to pick right back up, and it's going to get even more popular than it was before. Because people don't even realize the power behind the software that is powering that blog.
And I think it's – I'm not a seer for the future, and obviously I've already proclaimed myself as a techtard, but everything that I've seen and I watch my own interactions, my kids, especially my kids, they're 16 years old right now, when I think about where they're going and how they interact and even how I interact, I think that short blogs with a link to a vlog or video of some sort or audio of some sort, they're short words connected to a video if you want more. Words that give you enough to understand and walk away with, but if you want more, here's the video. I would concur on that arena. I think it's going to be more of a mixture, but I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know. I even
think the headliner
that I have
software.
In writing,
again?
I was just going to say, I even take the stuff that I have in writing and I'll bring it over to my like big auto, blogs or articles. I'll paste them into my Word file and then have it dictate to me.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. I don't want to sit and read it all.
With Headliner, which you see a lot of people using it because it's free, right? I mean, can't beat free. And it does what you want it to.
Right.
So Headliner allows you to download the audio from a podcast, re-upload it into the software, which then spits out the wave form that is across the screen. You see a lot of podcasters using that because it's a video. Technically, it's a video, right?
Right.
Facebook loves the video. Technically, that's a video. Then put that onto YouTube because that's technically a video. What YouTube hates is a static graphic, and then it's put into a video using audio. It hates that. So Headliner was born. People are getting great organic reach. But what Headliner also does that a lot of people are not utilizing is you turn the blog into an audio file. You can actually like take your blog and turn it into an audio file. There's a transcription service and all that, but you turn your blog into audio. If you're not repurposing your blog, your podcast, your content in general, your blog becomes an audio, which then becomes a video. Podcast, which is audio, becomes a video. Your podcast, which is a video, become only audio. It can be transcribed. There's a lot of different things you can do as long as you are repurposing your content across all social media platforms, including YouTube.
Is the audio transcription, is it computer-like, hello and thank you to the blog of Wendy Gause?
Is
it a voice?
You can use your voice and just read it.
Right. I saw you post something like that the other day.
I did.
About taking your blogs and turning them into a video.
Yep.
And I got to be honest with you, that's where the idea came for me to do. I'm doing short 5-minute trainings. And I've got a playlist set up in my YouTube. They're just 5-minute. I only got two of them because they just started. My goal is to get minimally one up a week. And they're little 5-minute shorts. Of the long version of what I have in my training program. So just taking that little piece of advice from you, I'm like, oh, hell, I do not have to recreate this wheel. I just go into my program, pull out, like, in a nutshell, the first chapter or the first sentence or two of each section, and then do a little, and even the same pictures, the same video, and just cut it. And make sure that you're getting enough information to be useful, but it's not a deep dive. And you, I want to thank you because that just, I've been racking my brain what's going to be the easiest, most effective way to do that. And because it's only like 5 minutes, 4 or 5 minutes long, everyone accepts it. YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn. I mean, it's fast to upload. Thank you for that advice.
You're absolutely welcome. Absolutely welcome. So let's have the audience learn a little bit more about you who are listening. This is Ultimate Coaching Mastery with Wendy Cause.
Yes, that's my group.
Wendy is the founder of Cause Success Management, creator of the Cause Syndicate, and leader of Ultimate Coaching Mastery. She teaches new and emerging coaches to gain clarity, knowledge, and confidence to start or grow their business by turning fear into curiosity. Overcome the hidden challenges of starting a business, and take inspirational daily action to achieve their dream through one-on-one tough love coaching and training in recently launching the Cause Syndicate, a membership mastermind of emerging and seasoned coaches who come together to share their unique talent, be held accountable by their peers, as well as practice and network with each other so they can make a difference in the world with their gifts. Her website is www.causesuccess.com. The Cause Syndicate, the cause is causesuccess.com/syndicate. And all of the links are right there in the show notes. Go ahead and click on her YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook page, and her Facebook group for Ultimate Coaching Mastery. I have to applaud you because your Facebook group says facebook.com/groups/ Ultimate Coaching Mastery, not facebook.com/groups/81105680585. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I love that. And everybody I have on the show, I'm like, why does your group have a bunch of numbers and a bunch of letters? And it doesn't make sense. Like, why?
So
why did you not change your?
Does that? I don't know why it's that way.
Right. But it spits so it out because it's like the 8th millionth group, but people don't even change their group to, like, name your group, dude. Like, go to facebook.com/groups/ name your freaking group. Don't leave it a bunch of freaking numbers. Like, that's just stupid.
Exactly. And I actually use, when I'm doing a lot of my other stuff, this is something you may not know. It's a plugin called Pretty Links.
And I've heard of it.
If you notice there, do you know of it?
I've heard of it.
You've never heard? Okay. So that one that says Cause Syndicate, the causesuccess.com/syndicate. So it's a plugin to your website. I don't know where else you can use it. Again, I have no idea. Somebody told me about it. And so all of my links, or most of my links, I can simply do causesuccess.com/syndicate, and it's a pretty link. So everything, for my Facebook group, it's /join. For, yep, you know, a lot of my opt-ins, it's /coaching checklist, /roadmap.
And it creates
really
a page?
Kind of awesome. No, it creates in the pretty link. You go in there and you put the real link, the causesuccessmanagement/facebook.com, blah, blah, blah. And you just shorten it. It always has to be your website / whatever words you want to use. And it's been a handy little tool. And again, if I can maneuver through that, anyone can.
That's awesome.
It's a really easy plug-in, and it's been kind of nice. So
I love
that. Might be where the Ultimate Coaching Mastery name came from, because it's in my pretty links. It's possible.
Oh, there you go.
It's been a while. I've had that sucker a couple of years now.
Perfect. So let's talk about you. What is your deep why for what you do? Why be the ultimate coach, success management? You know, what is the deep why for what you do?
My purpose in life is to change the world. And I do that with every single person that I touch. Will then the ripple effect will then touch others and then touch others and so forth and so on. I cannot, or any small group of individuals cannot actually bring major transformation to the world as a whole. But we can do it within our circle of influence, as they say in the coaching world. So every life that I touch touches others. And when I finally, you know, there was a lot of frustration in my youth of how can I make an impact? Well, first of all, understand that a lot of women, their big thing is they're going to leave their legacy. They're going to make a difference in the world through their children. Men too, obviously, but I cannot have children. So I'm an awesome stepmother, as they call me, the step monster, which is awesome. But I can't have children. So I think there's a reason for that, and that was because my purpose was to serve the people in my circle, in my world. And if I have kids that were all mine and da-da-da-da, I think without sharing them with the birth mom, I'd be so wrapped up in that, because I am so wrapped up in doing what I do. And right. That's honestly it. I want to help transform the world to be a better place for individuals. And then when individuals are transformed, changed, happier, more content, doing what they love, fulfilling their purpose, they're being good and, you know, influencing others, and it just snowballs. So a lot of my stuff is the ripple effect. You know, there's like a drop of water on my YouTube page, and it's the ripple effect. So in a nutshell, that's what I want to do. And my superpower or my expertise is in the business world. I think if I were a religious individual or spiritual, I am spiritual, very spiritual. I use a lot of spirituality in my coaching. But, you know, I could have chosen different arenas, but we all have to eat. We all have to work. As much as I'd like to sit on a pillow and meditate all day and have the world come to my feet, I don't believe that. So business is my vehicle of serving others and changing the world.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love it too. I've been doing it for 7 years now. And,
okay, 7 years.
Well, it's what, February 26th, 7 years, and 1 month and 26 days.
Not that you're counting.
No.
Yeah, no, totally. So we're going to go back a little bit. The show's about transformation, and I love your mission. I love your vision. It speaks to the heart of what the show is about transforming lives. And there's a lot of interview-based podcasts and a bunch of other different types. And I really want to have a conversation that transforms people. When they listen to the show, I want them to understand where we come from. I don't think it's all sunshine and rainbows. There's things that we had to go through. So tell us about that. What is a transformational moment that happened in your life, which then put you on the path to what you're doing today?
There's actually two of them.
Okay.
Of course, we could go all the way back to birth, but we're not going to bore everybody with that, right? The main things are, so I was in the moving and storage industry from my teenage to my mid-30s. But during
bought storage units at auction.
Oh, no, moving and storage.
Like storage units, right?
Yeah, like, and you're breaking up, but yeah, I think what you're asking is what that is. It's a household relocation, whether you're moving from around the block or around the world.
You.
I did international, right? And I did that for, gosh, 15 years of my life, and I figured I was going to end up buying the moving and storage company that I had worked for when he retired and all that. But there would, when I was in Southern California, I did a relocation of a radio station. And I thought it was just the coolest thing. I wanted to be in radio so bad, but never thought I could do it. Well, I got to tell you, I went through the time when my mom was diagnosed with cancer and then she died. It was about a 9-month period of helping her to transition is the way I say this. I was 34 years old. She was 59 when she passed away. And there was always this desire to be in the radio world. And when I knew she was going to pass, we found out she was terminal, I went the heck with it. I walked into my boss's, the owner's office, and I said, I have to leave. And he goes, why? And I'm like, because I've always wanted to work in radio, and I'm a salesman at heart. So that's what I wanted to do, not be on the air. And so he picked up the phone, and he contacted the manager, sales manager at the local radio station, said, you're an idiot if you don't hire her. Uh-uh. It was a long process. Yeah, it was a long process to get hired. The day before my mom went into a coma and 3 days before she finally passed away, I was able to tell her that I got the job. My mom's very last words on this planet were, I'm proud of you. And then she went under. So I spent 10 years doing what I thought was what I really needed to do. And I did. I enjoyed it. It was a blast. But there was in the back of my mind, way in the back of my mind, back in my late 20s, I'd always wanted to be some sort of a teacher. And, of course, I dove into my sales and sales management and leadership and all of that. So I was a teacher of the employees that I worked with. But there was more to it. But I couldn't dive in and do all this woo-woo stuff. I was doing all this personal development since I was in my teens. I'm like, gosh, I just can't buy into all of this. I like the business end, too. I can't do all this woo-woo, soft, fuzzy personal development. So I never, A, had the guts to dive deeply, and B, I never couldn't figure out what it was that I wanted to do. And C, I was too young. Who the heck was going to listen to me? So that was always there in the back. So I moved forward in my 30s in the radio biz, enjoyed it tremendously. But the idea of being a teacher slash coach never, ever left. And in this time period, I had married and I had a stepdaughter. She was the daughter of my heart and soul. She was everything to me. I mean, absolutely everything. And she was the daughter I could not have. And she passed away. And I get goosebumps just saying it now. And I'm like, you know, this isn't possible. The two most important people in my entire life, gone. And it was...
She gets sick?
Time. She got, well, guys, I hope that none of your supporters, people who help support your program are those medicines that say could cause death. When you take the arthritis medicine, it comes under all Humira and all those different things.
Right.
And it, and she ended up getting SIDS, which is a not SIDS.
Wow.
And it's a childhood arthritis.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like a rheumatoid arthritis. And
right.
They gave her these meds. And she got everything, you know, the 15 things they say you could get.
Yeah, she got them all. Yep.
Yeah.
For that. That's insane.
Yeah. And first she went septic, and then she lost a leg, and her hands atrophied. She fought the fight. I mean, it was just incredible. This girl, she was 23. This woman was the most incredible, powerful. She did a blog. Her and her maternal mother did a blog, because it was such a rare occurrence to try to pull people from all over the world. And she went to a teaching hospital so that they could learn from her. And they sent her home, and they thought she was recovering. I wasn't there for the first walk she ever did, but I was there for the first walk she ever did on her prosthesis. It was just, we were all very close. It was beautiful. Then she got a headache, and a fungus got away and got up into her brain, and she had nothing else. There was just no more that she had to fight with. She'd used it all up. And she always said that God gave her this because she had the strength to deal with it. And she never doubted, she really, I'm not kidding you, doubted that there was a purpose for her to go through this. I mean, I was like, whoa.
Interesting.
I didn't teach her that. I mean.
Right. I mean, no, the purpose is for you to be. That's what, like, that, you know, and that's what we want to think, you know. Wow.
Yeah.
I am not emotionally capable of bringing a child. Like, I have four of my own, including a stepson. I am not emotionally equipped to bury a child, because we almost lost our last child, like twice. She almost died twice. I was hanging on by a thread.
Yeah, it was a bad time, you know, but her lessons. Here's the big transformation that ties in with my mother's. Her lessons, and this didn't happen overnight. I'd like to think I'm that enlightened, but I am not. It took a couple of years.
Sure.
It occurred to me that life is too damn short. The sort of want to kind of be a teacher. The sort of want to kind of be something of an influence. This idea that little old me could make an impact on the world, even in my small world, seemed so outreaching, arrogant, silly, impossible. The lesson, the beauty is she taught me was it's too short. None of us were put on this earth to do nothing.
Right.
You're put on this earth to make an impact, whether it's one person, just yourself, or the world, or your circle of influence, whatever the case may be. I think we all have a purpose. And she knew hers. And she lived a great life, and she never doubted for a moment that her purpose was to help teach so that these doctors could learn from her, because you name it, she got it. Every possible thing that could go wrong went wrong. And she just totally in her heart believed that. And she like left that with me. So once I got through it, I quit my job, cashed in my 401k, started my coaching practice, had no idea what I was doing, but I was doing it. I mean, that was my transformation. And I have not looked back. It's been about 10 years since she passed away and 7 years since I've had my business. And I've been on top of the world, and every single day I thank her for that final lesson and my mother, because mom leaving so early too taught me that.
Yeah.
So, guys,
wow.
And me to lighten this up a little bit, I don't know diddly squat about the internet, or I didn't. Over the last year and a half, I've learned you do not have to know what you're doing. You just need to get out there and do it. Figure it out as you
absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely. Yep. Say yes and figure it out. Just figure it out.
Absolutely.
I have this discussion all the time. Today.
Everyone.
As of right now, there is no reason for failure. You can Google anything you want. Anything you want. You can social media search anything you want. If there's a question, you can literally hit a button on your phone. So, hey, Google, what's this? Hey, Siri, what's this? Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. People are like, well, I don't understand. Then outsource it. I made a post. It went super viral. I was like, do what you do best and outsource the rest. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you do best and outsource the rest.
Yeah.
You want to get to the next level? What you do? Quit being bogged down with things that you're good at. You either figure it out or you pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's your two choices. You're sacrificing time or money. That's the currency for everything. Time and money is the currency for everything. It takes time to learn things, but it also takes money to pay somebody to do it so you don't have to learn it. So that's your trade-off. Either you take the time, or what's more, do you want your money or do you want your time? But even then, if you pay for something, right, maybe you don't have great results because maybe you think you can do it better. Or the reverse of that, you take the time to learn it, which then holds you back because if you'd have just paid somebody to do it, it would have got done a lot quicker, better, faster, and then would have made more money. So it's a trade-off. And you never know what the right path is. But
no, I can say I've paid for and failed. I've done it myself and failed. And then I've paid for it and succeeded beautifully and done it myself and succeeded beautifully. You just have to take action.
Yep.
And you said – something you said, Sean, was that – you know, there's no reason to fail. Okay.
None.
What I have found in what I'm doing, okay, my local businesses, sales, leadership, customer service, team building, all those business components, local startup businesses, brick and mortar and all that kind of thing. Online, I'm trying to take all those skills and teach people to do it as coaches. Help people to become coaches. Stop messing around. Stop dinking around. Stop starting and stopping. I mean, I was around 31, 32, the first time I got real serious about thinking about wanting to be a teacher. And I got to be honest with you, at 31, 32, there wasn't really a word for coach. There were consultants, but not coaches.
Right.
But I'm 50 now, just so that you know, right now I'm 50, almost 51 in April, I'll be 51.
Oh, wow.
But the thing that happens is that I don't think for majority of these folks, that there's a fear or a failure because of what to do. I mean, anybody can pick up a book. Anybody, you know, if personal development books were the solution, then all they'd have to, the whole world would be enlightened by just reading whatever religious text that they pick up. If you could read it and then embrace it, then there would be no need for teachers, coaches, consultants, trainers. It's fear. And that holds people back. They do not believe in themselves. They do not believe that they can do it. They're fearful that if they do, what will happen? What will happen if they succeed? And all of a sudden, they're going to have to make some crossroad decisions. Quit my job,
right.
Stick with this, you know. And my baser instinct, and I spend a great deal of time in that fear realm with my brand new wannabe coaches, the emerging coaches. And the introduction is turning fear into curiosity. We spend a great deal of time of understanding what that means. How do you switch that fear into curiosity? First, you have to understand what it's all about. And then you actually have so much more control over your emotional reactions than most people even begin to grasp or understand. We think that we're at the mercy of whatever emotional thing comes flooding into them. Totally not true. It's not my opinion, it's fact. You can control your emotions. And fear is tantamount. It's the thing that holds us back the most in anything. Asking a girl out, asking a guy out, you know, going on that dance, starting that business, doing whatever. And I have found that the greatest way to move through that is to switch it from fear to curiosity.
It Love works. It.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. So it's a bit of a process. Because I could just say, just be curious. Shut up. Just be curious. It doesn't work. You have to understand what's going on behind the scenes and then build upon it. So I agree with you 100% that once you're moving forward and you're ready to take flight, there's nothing, no excuse, no garbage. Yeah, but I don't know what to do. Google it. That's what you hear me say to my kids all the time. Google it. That's all you got to do. Google it. But getting through that anxiety and that low self-esteem, fear, feeling of unworthiness. I mean, I went through all of it. Who's going to listen to me? It's just me. I live in Lewiston, Idaho, for goodness sakes. Why is somebody out there going to listen to me?
All right. I just live in Boise. So.
Did you? Well, that's
yeah.
The
I used to live in Boise.
Version of, that's the southern or the northern version of Southern California, Boise. Still a big city.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got you. So how do you? So you're talking about the emerging coaches and all that. How do you work with them? How do you elevate the level? What does that look like?
So, well, the first thing that I do is I discover what it is that they're dealing with as a problem. Okay. And usually it's fear. I mean, that is the number one. It's fear is number one. The second thing, most important thing that holds them back is they don't know what they want to coach. They have no idea. They go, I have a million pieces of information or ideas that I want to share with the world. And they're so afraid of me. And I guess that ties back into fear. They're so afraid of making a choice. If I decide that I want to be a parenting coach, then I'm leaving behind all the other wonderful things that I can do. So they're so torn on making a decision of what it is that they want to coach. And so there's the approach of discovering what their expertise is and what the world needs. So there's research. You know, you test it out there. You do some journaling and you figure that out, and I guide them through the step-by-step to try to narrow it down to maybe three choices. And then, honestly, you take a leap of faith and choose one and move forward. You had said this, go for the gold, and once you get the gold, then you move on to the next thing. Then go for the gold, then you move on to the next thing, and you're adding to your background, your content, right? I love that. I use that all the time, by the way. So that's what I suggest is we take these astronomical 10,000 things that I can do, help them to narrow it down by asking questions, getting them to journal, getting them to do some research online, because you could have the greatest idea, but if nobody really wants to be coached on underwater basket weaving, probably you don't want to go there. The one other person in the world who wants to learn underwater basket weaving is probably not the greatest niche. So we've got to be realistic too, okay? So I help them to do
that. Same with speakers. Same thing I do with speakers. I'm like, who pays for that? Like, why do you want to speak about that? Who's going to pay for that? Quickly find out, nobody's going to pay for that.
Exactly. And you'd be surprised over some of the things that people will watch or will want to learn. You know, I am more than mind blown. If you ever watch it, well, you probably don't, Sean, but girls putting makeup on YouTube.
Oh my gosh.
Is like the hottest thing right now, or doing hair.
I love watching the spoof videos that dudes make about the women putting on makeup. Like they voice over the that just makes my day.
Yeah, I totally am going to need to dive into the psychology of these hair and makeup and nail videos, because I got to admit, give me a couple free hours on a Sunday and I am lost in watching people making cat eyes and the Asians that make the doll faces. I can watch it. If give me that
hair,
I'll be on it watching it forever. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
Do you know why?
Amazing.
The psychology is that they're teaching. They're hands-on teaching.
And it doesn't matter what they're teaching.
And no, I mean, I've seen, you know, amazing hairdos for weddings.
Yeah.
Because all I'm doing is playing to the emotion. Like, See, that's the difference between men and women. Men will sit there and watch a couple, like, I don't know, like working on your truck videos or something, right? Because we probably want to do
my
that.
My husband can watch the building a knife videos for hours.
But I mean, because it's something that, like, we'll probably do at one point, right? Like, we'll probably just, you're not going to work on my truck, right? You know, want to learn something or whatever. But the women are like, oh my gosh, I have to look great. And it's a self-esteem builder. And I have to do something different that nobody else is doing with my makeup, with my hair, because that's who they are.
Right.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's more of like the emotional side, right? They're cluing in on the emotional side. Like, oh, look at your makeup and you can look all pretty and you can like do something. You don't see any try these shoes on. I'm going to try to
shirt. I guess what I'm going to have to do is figure out a way to do my coaching in a transformational video like that.
Do a hands-on teaching. One day a week. One day a week, make a video like, I'm going to run you through how to – do you know how many people I know right now that I talk about or that I talk to? I'm like, hey, do you have a Pixel installed on your website? They're like, I don't – a what? A Facebook Pixel. They're like, I don't know what that is. If you did a video, a 5-minute video, 10-minute video, however long it takes, about how to install a Facebook Pixel on someone's website, and then taught why they needed it, that would go viral.
So that's what you're saying is my little 5-minute videos that I'm creating is tantamount to that.
Teach something.
Gotcha.
Look at Facebook Live.
So
it's like, hey, guys.
I'm on that.
I
don't know.
I'm up to.
Learning how to coach isn't as awesome as watching the face transform from this ugly hag to this beautiful superstar.
Talk about that. If you're a speaker on stage, you would talk about my wife spent hours watching hair and makeup videos. Can anybody relate? And I guarantee all the guys are like, oh, my God, my wife does too. And all the girls are like, shut up. I love them. Right?
Right, right, right.
So you already have them because everybody knows about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to choose something, or I'm gonna, you know, whatever. But talk about that. That's what gets social media posts viral is you're talking about something that everybody wants to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And so teach something.
Mm-hmm.
Once a week, call it Teaching Tuesday. Right? Teaching Tuesday. Right? Do your Facebook Lives or whatever you're going to do. But if you notice every Facebook Live, hey, everybody, this is what I'm up to. This is how we're doing. What happened? It's just like, there's no teaching. It's just a bunch of fluff, rah, rah, rah. You can do it. You can do it. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Teach something. Every single one of my Facebook Lives, I teach something.
There's something new in it. And or entertain. I have to tell you, I started in January. On Fridays at 11:30, I do the Vessel of Knowledge and Random Weird SHIT. I don't know if I can swear on your video on your radio show, but random weird crap. And I'm kind of surprised. It's been getting a lot of traction, not millions of viewers or anything like that. It's only in my group. And it's not necessarily teaching. It's knowledge that I impart and Wendy's strange Wendy-isms. I have a tendency in my coaching and my talking and all of that, I end up wrapping off some really weird anecdotal, like, oh, my gosh, that makes my socks go up and down. And people are like, what? That is so random and weird, Wendy. I'm just full of all these little odd sayings that people just love. So it's just kind of chock full of all those random, weird observations and knowledge. And it's getting a lot of traction. So that, and I'm going to take those and turn them into YouTubes also. But
you absolutely should.
It's just teaching. Apparently that's what you're saying is it doesn't really matter what it is you're teaching.
Teach.
As long as that's the outcome, not just talking about yourself, but teaching somebody something.
100%. Why would I want to watch a video? Let's say that I don't watch hair and makeup videos because I'm not like I don't care about that, so I wouldn't I wouldn't watch those. But if someone's saying, "Hey,
by the spoofs,"
well, see, I don't watch a lot of videos anyways. Like I watch, like the videos I watch would be like, you know, Tony Robbins videos, just brought like speaker video, like speakers, like on stage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching TEDx talk. I'm watching videos on how to target your audience, how to create a message, like things that pertain to me. I'm not watching cat videos on YouTube so that I'm entertained. I'm not watching Netflix because I want to be entertained. I want to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you did
a
teaching video, right, that would set you apart.
Mm-hmm. And I got to be honest with you. I'm a little human. I get wrapped up in the I don't have television. I got rid of that years and years ago. We've talked about that on my show. But I do watch some Netflix, little Hulu here and there. But I'm talking like just a couple hours a week. The rest of it is podcasts. The James Wedmores, the Sean Douglases, the Wayne Dyers, the Dalai Lamas, know, I'm into all of that, and I'm a total audiobook fanatic. I don't listen to music nearly as much as I used to because I'm always listening to audiobooks, training books, or personal development books, and entertainment. Stephen King's my favorite author.
Love Stephen King.
Nonfiction.
Yep. I've read almost
that's
every
a lot of psychology. Every single one. Absolutely.
Yep.
Every single one. So, and now I have I'm working on getting all of them in my audiobook collection, which they do a fine job.
Nice.
So I mix it up. I've got to have some entertainment in my world, but you know, I think people like yourself and myself, the majority of my time is spent learning or experiencing. And then a smaller amount of time with mind-numbing entertainment, like movies that won't teach anything or whatnot. You know, you're out doing things. For me, riding motorcycle, camping, hunting, fishing, and all of that. And my volunteer work and all that fun stuff. Not a lot of wasted time, but once in a while, I throw it in.
I love it.
Yeah.
Very cool. So
let's that's what I do.
Start to wrap up. Yeah. So let's start to wrap up. We're just a shameless plug. You can plug friends, quotes, websites, Facebook, whatever it is that you want the listeners to know and to do. Shameless plug moment. Go.
All right. So the easiest, most wonderful way to gain access to all of my content is to simply go to my website. causesuccess.com, K-A-U-S-E.com. I'm the luckiest person in the world. My last name, Cause, it's so perfect. You can get into my Ultimate Coaching Mastery group from there. If you don't want to go through the website, just do causesuccess.com/join. That is the best way to gain access to all of my opt-in free download information. Get to know me. Find out if you like my style. I have roadmaps and checklists and, you know, sales, kind of like sales workbooks, all kinds of amazing stuff. My YouTube channel is just chock full of videos and audios and interviews, like with Sean. You got to hear Sean get interviewed, put him on the hot seat, and so many other people doing the most amazing things. And that is honestly the easiest way to get through. The biggest thing that I'm trying to build online right now, because I find that, what I've been finding is everybody wants to work with me one-on-one. But what I really want to do is help those people who are interested in getting started, but they're not ready. I don't know about you, Sean, but I know I've invested in the past in a coach that maybe I didn't get everything that I anticipated in that one-on-one coaching. And it was a lot of money.
Yeah.
So my cause syndicate, my cause syndicate has, it's a monthly mastermind. And I call it that because there's training. I've got a whole site just full of, I don't know how many videos on the training. And then we do live calls twice a month. And I also leave two weeks of the month open for practice. This way, not only are you listening to me teach you, we're getting on and we're all talking together, but I encourage people to get on and run the show itself, to actually get on and run the mastermind, to teach something, to bring people together. So I've been endeavoring to launch this program off and on for the last year, honestly, with very little success. I have not found the button that is to turn this thing over. People say it's too much. People say it's too little. Everybody thinks it's a great idea. They love it. They look into it. They talk to me, and then they hire me privately.
Well, that's okay.
That's great. That's great and wonderful. So what I have done for the Cause Syndicate, I still want to push it, is I froze it. And so what I want to do is begin to start collecting interested, and then I'm going to relaunch it. And I'm doing a bunch of study to try to find out what button is it that I'm missing that's making people not want to be in the mastermind. And, yes, I love that they're hiring me personally, but I'm maxing out. I don't have a lot of – it's just me. So the Cause Syndicate is like my mastermind, my baby, my thing that I want to bring forth, that I am in the process of birthing. So when
don't
you
call
visit
it a master-
my website, that's what I'm thinking is possibly
that's
not
your,
calling
that's
it
the
a
problem.
Mastermind.
People have – so like all the Facebookpreneurs out there,
mm-hmm.
they're like 20-year-old freaking coaches. That's what's giving coaches a bad name. Masterminds that are like 10 and 15 and 20K who under-deliver, overwhelmingly under-deliver, are ruining
mm-hmm.
the – if you ask anybody, join a mastermind, you're like, oh, God, right?
Yeah.
So it's like – it's a group coaching. So I have a mastermind.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's a mastermind. People love it. Love it. And so what I've done is I've rolled the mastermind price into the 101 price. So if you sign up with me 101, you automatically are in to this group. Or you could do the group, and it's significantly less. Significantly
right.
less money.
So,
what I've
this
essentially
group,
done.
This group that I put together is only $110 a month. If you were
well,
serious
well,
about wanting to figure out how to be a coach, that's not much at all.
Yeah, I would do 147. I'd do 147 or 197.
Yeah.
Literally.
So,
but I would do not
Sean,
mastermind.
I've launched it. Yeah, and I'm thinking that might be the deal. So I've
yep.
called it a mastery because I've relaunched it under a couple of different names trying to find the niche. This is my point, people. Don't stop because it doesn't work. Keep
right.
trying until you find the thing. So I've launched it at $297. I've launched it at $147 and now at $110. When I launched it as a beta, I got the amount of people I wanted into the beta test, but they didn't want to continue on. Some of them stuck with me on a local level, you know, on a personal level.
Yeah.
Some of them now are following me. They're not quite ready to dive in. And
right.
some of them are already clients of mine. It's been an interesting journey.
Yeah.
But that Cause Syndicate is my baby. And
okay.
I want, at this moment, my pitch is to show me interest, give me feedback. I've got
yep.
my email in there.
Perfect.
And yeah, that's my big baby right now. But I work with anybody one on one. That's
yeah.
I love that, but only where
perfect.
I've got room.
So we got about we got about 60 seconds left. Give us
okay.
one nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action.
Oh, that's a big look deeply within yourself. Uncover your why. Realize that you make a difference. Jump over the fear and take action. Nothing matters if you don't take action. Step forward and take action on whatever it is that you want once you've uncovered your why.
Love it.
That's the big dog right there.
I love
back.
It. Love it. Thank you for your time. Thank you for being an amazing guest on Life Transformation Radio. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Sean. This has been wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you all.
Oh, you're so, so welcome. All right, everybody, that's it for Life Transformation Radio. Please subscribe wherever you're comfortable listening to podcasts. And as I close, I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day. Live out the core values that you hold deep in your heart. I call this living your brand. So until next episode, live a great life.